Proverbs 16:22 says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly." There are a lot of decent, nice, respectable people that I know personally whose lives are described with one word, folly. And they got there by following the instruction of fools. I've had very nice neighbors through the years. I couldn't have picked better neighbors most of the time, but most of them belonged to various false religions and as a result rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And some of them have already died and gone to hell, as far as I know, rejecting salvation through the blood of Christ on his cross. And the fact is, I was once one of them. I was raised by Bible believers who believed the gospel, and they taught me to do so. But I never took it to heart, and I knowingly, consciously, outright rejected the gospel for about a decade of my life, knowingly, from about age 9. Who did I listen to? Fools. And when you live by the instruction of fools, it is folly. I royally messed up my life by the time I was 19 years old. And if I hadn't repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, I would have been destroyed on that road that I was traveling. And even now, after being a Christian for nearly 35 years, I can be just as foolish as the next guy when I spout my own opinions. But one thing I know, when I teach the Word of God and simply inform students of what God says, I am certainly not providing the instruction of fools. So that's the safe way to avoid being responsible for providing foolish instruction. Make sure that you're teaching others what is based upon God's Word. Of course, not everything is clearly addressed in God's Word. So what do we do about that? Well, we should make sure that what we are providing in the way of instruction is not opposed to God's Word, or that it is not opposed to biblical principle. And as far as those who are listening and learning, test everything you hear by the Word of God, and you can't go wrong. Acts 17:11, Luke wrote, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." Luke is telling us that these people, in Berea, by the way, were testing what the Apostle Paul was teaching. And they did so because they were more noble, which means, according to Webster's 1828 Bible-based dictionary, quote, "being above everything that can dishonor reputation," end quote. In other words, we avoid dishonor or folly when we know, understand, and apply the Word of God, always testing everything by the words of God, and not vice versa. Did you know that a lot of people pick and choose what they will believe in the Bible based upon what they were taught growing up, or based upon what so-called science says? Many times through the years, I'll be telling someone something that's clear in the Bible, and they'll say, "Well, I was always raised to believe," or some other reference outside of the Bible that told them what to believe, and they don't let the Bible correct that false belief. Now, our parents can be wonderful if they attempt to raise us in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, but they are not infallible. We should listen to our parents and respect their instruction, but we should also test every bit of it by the words of God. And science, it's never static. People say, "I trust the science." Well, true science is always a work in progress. And the track record is, when science contradicts God's Word, science is wrong. Not once has science been right when it went against the Word of God. The instruction of fools is folly, so don't accept the instruction of fools, and don't be guilty of providing the instruction of fools. That ought to be a life goal and a purpose for God's children at all times. We should seek God's instruction and never contradict His Word on any matter of which it speaks.